USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The benchmark rate remains between 2.25% and 2.5%. Talking with reporters today, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy has been performing reasonably well within this past year. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was back on Capitol Hill testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. Now, that testimony was supposed to be confidential, although according to Republican Congressman Doug Collins, who sits on that committee,
our chairman gave an impassioned speech to keep everything here as confidential as possible to make sure this testimony went well. And then one of the members, Ted Lieu, decides to live tweet it.
Emergency crews are on the scene of a train derailment in northeast Nevada. The Elko County Sheriff's Office says Interstate 80 east of Wells is closed in both directions. The train is said to be carrying hazardous material, and there are no reports of any injuries. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The UN has released the results of an independent investigation into the murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist in the Saudi embassy building. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The United Nations investigation concludes that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution. UN rights investigator Agnes Callamard led the international inquiry into the murder last October at the Saudi consulate in Turkey, and her report finds the evidence points to a brutal crime planned and perpetrated by Saudi officials. The CIA believes the killing was ordered by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but the report makes no conclusions on guilt, instead recommending further investigation into criminal responsibility.
A fugitive with a fondness for Facebook is in a Connecticut jail. Last month, Jose Sims told police he would turn himself in if his wanted poster got at least 15,000 likes on Facebook, while the post garnered 29,000 likes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
DuckDuckGo is a small but fierce rival of Google. It bills itself as a search engine that doesn't store or share user data. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the CEO of DuckDuckGo, Gabriel Weinberg, and one of the things we talked about was the thought process behind coming up with a search engine like DuckDuckGo.
The internet has just become a pretty creepy place, and most people have really seen that in the last 2 years with all the different privacy invasions and manipulation, even for our elections. And so DuckDuckGo is really an alternative to all that. It gives you the ability to seamlessly reduce your digital footprint online. We kind of like to say the internet shouldn't feel so creepy, and it should be as simple to get the privacy you deserve by just closing the blinds. And that's basically what DuckDuckGo does. You can use our search engine. It works kind of like Google, except it doesn't track you. And then we have a browser and some browser extensions that block trackers as you browse the web.
And as far as if government regulation is the answer, though, to these search engines, Weinberg tells me,
I really think that the public deserves strong privacy laws. And in particular, we're advocating for a law kind of like the Do Not Call list, called like the Do Not Track Act, where any consumer could easily add themselves in their browser and say they don't want to be tracked. And then thereafter, all sites need to adhere to that not tracking. So you're not dealing with all these different pop-ups and whatnot. You're just not getting tracked online.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.